Okay. Well, we're back. I know everything looks a little bit, well, non-rosy. But maybe it is. You know, maybe there is some hope. I know here in Texas, we're seeing a lot of movement from the Brexit thing and the Texan thing. We're seeing so much movement that local papers are writing how we can't become a free and independent nation ever again because, well, they said so. We're waiting to get a hold of Dr. Green, Doc Green, as we like to call him, from Raging Elephant Radio. Hey, I just talked to him a few minutes ago, and I know he's there. Maybe I gave you the wrong phone number, Sam. Maybe Doc can, like... Oh, okay. Well, we'll see if he can actually make it or not. You know, we're open to your calls as well the entire hour, 1-800-313-9443. Because I really want to hear from somebody that wants to tell me, well, how we can solve this Texas problem. And the Texas problem is having multiple disparate, dissimilar groups that, well, I guess we are similar at the core, that want Texas independence. Next week, we'll have Daniel Miller on, and he'll be telling us about his strategy that he's been pushing forth for the last about 4 years with the Texas National. Strategies didn't quite pan out, and he went into the political arena, had wonderful results. Well, not as wonderful as the Brexit this year, but he did get the entire Republican Assembly to argue whether or not they could, well, let the people of Texas have a vote. That's something that the people of the UK got, but we weren't able to get it. Maybe that's because people might actually vote for it. What do you think, Doc? Do you think people would vote for it? I don't know. Yeah? You seem a little quiet, Doc. Alan?
Yeah, I think they'd vote for it, but we would never know, and they wouldn't know it either. They'd feel like a loner. Because, well, I voted for the wrong thing. It's, I guess everyone else is against me, just like what happened to Farron. I'm sorry. You know, the country of Texas did not become the country of Texas through a vote and a political process, did it?
No, it didn't. So to think that we have to, I know, but we're in a civilized society, allegedly.
Not calling for violence, but it depends on what your definition of is. According to the government, what we're doing right now is violence against them.
Oh, for sure. And according to the United Kingdom, this kind of talk could be, well, censored, and we'd be brought up on charges. That's why I find it interesting that they go ahead and, well, allowed the Brexit to happen. Didn't that, you know, violate their... I mean, they don't have free speech in the UK, do they?
It's a relief valve. Now they're all, woohoo, you know, we're free, yeah, we're getting out of the EU, but let's wait and see what really happens.
You join us again there, Doc?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, we were just trying to figure out if it was futile or not, or what was going on. I guess Doc Green isn't picking up right now. We'll get a hold of him, or we won't. One of the two. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we talk about moving on, and Doc Green and a few others went up and actually got elected delegates in this last election. And maybe there is a way to fix it from the inside. Because right now everything else seems to be just, you know, getting slapped in the wind and nothing works. So maybe when we get him on, we can find out what he thinks about now that he has gotten elected as a delegate and a few others, if they think there's hope. Because it doesn't seem to be working in fair elections like what happened to Farron. And no telling what Brexit has brought us. It looks good on the surface, but if you go down to the root of what kind of government they had before that, what did they really win? I'm not sure. So there's got to be a solution.
There's got to be a solution. I don't know that. I'm hopeful there is a solution, and we do got Doc Green on the line. So let's just bring him up to speed really quick. Hey, Doc. Man, everything looks hopeless kind of right now. Are you in agreement or disagreement? Please disagree.
Well, it looks really bad. There's no question about it. I mean, you can ask any number of people on the street what we're even supposed to be celebrating tomorrow, and most of them couldn't answer the question correctly. Most people don't know what the Bill of Rights is. The Constitution means nothing. And yes, there's a possibility that the next election is already rigged and the winner's already been decided. Nonetheless, first of all, I want to urge everyone to vote. I want to make sure that everyone is registered to vote, and I want you to get out and vote. The second thing I would say is, if you don't vote for Donald Trump, sadly, and I don't care who his vice president pick is at this point, if you don't vote for Donald Trump, you can kiss your behind goodbye, because there's not an acceptable alternative. And then number three, what I covered on my radio show on Friday, is the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. Are you guys familiar with that?
Not I.
Yes. I've heard of it, yes. Yeah.
Well, I urge everyone to find that. They made it into a movie, but it really happened. And I think we're there again. The crux of it was simply this. A bunch of World War II veterans realized that their town, their county, even the state of Tennessee had been taken over by criminals. And they said, well, this is what we fought over in Europe. Why would we not fight for it here? And they did. They picked up arms. They fought. They shot sheriffs, deputies. And they won the battle, and they restored liberty to their town in Athens, Tennessee. And I'm seriously concerned that we may be there again. The question is, do we have anyone with enough guts to actually stand up for what they believe in?
Hey, I see it all the time. You know, I see a girl, you know, a lady in Walmart, you know, wearing a Hillary for Prison t-shirt, you know, and I go up and I say something to her, you know, and the people in line behind, you know, two or three people deep in line behind me were listening to what we were talking about. You know, they're wanting to hear it.
They want to know.
They do. They don't understand.
I can't believe anybody can vote for Hillary, but the ignorance is pervasive.
Well, here's the deal, Doc. You know, I'd love voting, right, if I felt that it was actually not rigged. We had Farron Schoaf on the line. He ran for Congress, and, you know, amazingly, he got three votes where, you know, his family voted for him, and that was, he can count four. He went into another county that, well, he found all three people that voted for him in that county when he went into Lowe's. Right, and there was more people that are coming forward, and election fraud is rampant, and I don't know, they seem to have a lock on the whole thing, and maybe I'm a little bit too down on it. I'm ready for schooling.
The reason why there's such an effort to disarm us is because they're afraid a Battle of Athens scenario could happen again. That happened in 1946, but it's true, and it's part of American history.
Do we ever hear about it? Have we ever? How many people have ever heard of the Bonus Army?
You're talking about the Bonus Marchers?
Yeah. The World War One vets that they just gunned down in the street.
Yeah, I know that.
That's another story that's part of an Americana that people should know.
Hey,
but
Doc,
the point is, if we could ever, we could ever get enough people on board. You know, enough people to show up, like on September the 3rd when we're going to be at the Capitol for the event called Governor, We Would Like a Word. We're going to be up there September 3rd. If we get battalion strength up there, we'd have a shot at getting something done.
Yeah, but it's not a vote other than that's counted through a Scantron machine or with a touchscreen voting system, because that is all rigged. It'll have to be another vote.
Well, I'm afraid it is. Unfortunately. And my friends in the Republican Party have admonished me that we shouldn't be talking about that, that everything is very secure.
Well, I got a lot of safe. Yeah.
Well, you know, Doc, we were talking right before you came on about the fact that you and several ran to become delegates, and you succeeded. Do you feel any better about the odds now that you're looking at it a little bit from the inside, or is it still as frustrating and rigged looking?
Well, I mean, the simple fact is this. If there's a fair election, Donald Trump wins this by 10 points, and he'll win it almost unanimously. There probably won't be maybe two or three states voted for Hillary. That's if it's an honest and fair election. But the fact of the matter is, it may not be. But I'm still urging everyone to get out and give it one more shot. I mean, you know, show up and vote, for crying out loud, and make a difference there. And then find out about the Battle of Athens. Read up on it. Glenn Beck wrote about it in one of his books. And read up on it, and then decide for yourself, am I prepared to stand up for what I believe in? Am I willing to kill for what I believe in? Because if you're not willing to kill for what you believe in, you've already lost the war, my friend.
Yeah.
Hey, unfortunately, I don't think Athens, Tennessee, I'm sure that they probably have their city charter with all the nice little Agenda 21 wording in it and everything. I doubt that they're the free area that was right shortly after this little battle here.
Hmm. Well, we're still also operating under the Secretary of State Freedom from War Act. It was part of the State Department's agenda, signed into law, I think, in 1961. And the agenda is to disarm the American populace. And what are they working on now? And I am told, I don't have proof of this, but I'm told Paul Ryan is on board for more restrictions on gun owners.
Well, I'm sure. They've already made that clear that they want that. And,
yeah, Orlando was such a big deal. Where's Orlando gone out of the news all of a sudden? I don't hear anything about it anymore. And that's just how long ago? I mean, it's because it came out so much that it was all a huge fraud. Possibly the only person that was killed was the patsy that they set up.
Well, they used it in California to make some drastic gun law changes, they said, over the last week. So I guess that might have been their purpose.
Did you see the riots in Sacramento? All the people attacking the supposedly white supremacists that were having a march there, and everyone wearing black masks, so no one knows who they are. I mean, you know, if you're a white separatist and you're proud of it, why would you wear a black mask covering your face if you're proud of it? That's kind of like what someone like a CIA or someone like that coming in to disrupt everything would do.
I don't know. You know, I see a lot of this violence coming out at this point, right? And it's, let's just say that there's a bunch of black masks beating up a bunch of people in Sacramento. We had anti-Donald Trumpers attacking, you know, supporters of Donald Trump, right? You know, and beating him up. There's a lot of violence coming from, well, I don't know, the people that love to be bossed around and told, the ignorant. I mean, they got to be ignorant if they know nothing of the Clintons, at least in my eyes. And ignorance not necessarily a bad word, but in today's vernacular, I guess, you know, telling somebody that they're ignorant is, because they got Google and Facebook. I don't know. There's just a lot of violence.
They're ashamed to be ignorant, but they're awful proud to be stupid, ain't they? And stupid can't be fixed.
So Hillary talked to the FBI yesterday, allegedly. So we'll find out that nothing was wrong, I guess. Doc, you follow that at all?
Well, yes, I've been following it. And, of course, I have a little different twist on the meeting that Bill had with the Attorney General, Ms. Lynch. My twist is simply this. I think that she invited him on that plane, and I think the conversation went something like, well, Bill, we thought about just having you both killed, but we decided that was not the best way. So what we're going to do is we're going to bottle this up and sit on it, and that's the last favor we're doing for you. You're on your own from here on out.
Doc, I lived in Arkansas through their whole reign of terror in Arkansas. I mean, I had people ask me, it's like, what do you think about the new president when Bill became president? I said, hell, the only reason anyone from Arkansas voted for him was to get him the hell out of our state. We've had 12 years of him, and we're tired of it, you know? Well, what they did, I mean, you know, people who are going to testify against him dropping dead like flies, you know, the day before by shooting themselves five times with a shotgun, you know, committing suicide. This is what happens. The Clintons have such a tight-knit political machine. They've got dirt on so many people. If they were happened to die, I'm sure there's a death bomb somewhere that's set to go off that will go public. And people are afraid of the Clintons, believe it or not. Everyone thinks they're just some country hicks. Bill has a good old boy face. Hillary's just as evil as all get out. But they had a pact when they got together. It wasn't anything out of love. It was to climb in political power, because both of them were greedy, and that's what they wanted.
Well, don't forget, he comes from a politically well-connected family, part of the Chicago machine.
Mm-hmm. And he's Winthrop Rockefeller's bastard child. From all indications, that's pretty much known in Arkansas everywhere.
I hadn't heard that one, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Sam. Hey, Sam, real quick. I'd like to cue up that clip that we played in the first hour and play this for Doc Green. If you want to get that thing ready, you know, signal me when you're ready. Doc, this whole show was kind of inspired by another broadcaster and a caller talking about Texas independence and, you know, and whatnot. And talking about all the paths, right? And he was a little bit perturbed at the routes that the Texas independence movement had gone down. So if you can hear me, Sam, you want to roll that thing, or is it all gone? I'm not too sure. I'm not seeing any kind of touch points in my screen. I might not even have my board off right now.
But, well, while you're waiting to roll that footage, let me just say this about Texas independence. Once again, the Supreme Court of the United States has come down and told Texans, you guys are too stupid to make your own words. We do not accept your laws, and you will now bow down and kiss the glove. I mean, once again, they've come out and said, you're not killing enough babies, and we insist that you kill more. And you would think Texans would be up in arms today. You would think every Texan would be calling the governor's office and making an appointment to see him this week to demand that Texas stand up for Texans. But I don't see it happening. I don't think anyone even noticed or cared. Last night at the fireworks display at Possum Kingdom, where I happen to be this weekend, I was talking to a lady in there. She had no idea about the recent Supreme Court ruling. I mean, it's just terrible.
Right. There might have been a big outcry, Doc, but who controls the information? You control the information that people receive. You create the world that they live in. You create their reality. You know, and unfortunately, you know, reality sucks at this point in time, and if that sounds pessimistic, then call me a pessimist, you know, because I do not see, you know, I can't live in that shallow, you know, artificial world, basically, you know, the Matrix, if you want to call it that, you know, but you control the information, and you can mold the people. You know, if enough people go out and say, you know, the sky is orange, and everyone on the news says the sky is orange, isn't it a beautiful orange sky this morning? Well, people aren't going to, they don't want to be, you know, outcasts, so they're going to say, yeah, it's a beautiful orange sky up there, but it's not really orange, it's blue, isn't it? But I'm not going to say that.
No, but you're right. You're right. Everybody wants to follow the crowd. Everybody wants it easy. Nobody wants to stand up for what is right and what they know to be right in many cases. Because then you are an outcast. Then you do lose friends. You get unfriended on Facebook. What a horrible thing.
So, Doc, now that you're a delegate, what's your next political step? Are you going to go further, or are you going to stay there?
Well, right now there's nothing else out there. I mean, we're running commercials for the Constitutional Party on Raging Elephant Radio right now. And I'll probably check them out. It won't hurt anything to do that. And who knows, maybe it's an answer. We're still waiting on the final results to come in from Cleveland. And certainly if the Republican Party gets a case of the stupids and they decide to nominate someone other than Donald Trump, well, at that point, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's gonna be a massive cluster. I mean, it's just going to be incredible what will happen if that were to happen. So, I don't know.
What are you hearing on the Brexit front? Alan brought up an article that was just recently printed in our local newspaper saying, you guys got to be serious. This can't happen. Texas cannot become an independent nation because we said so. You see anything like that in your area?
Well, I hear people say things like that, but no, I haven't per se heard anyone in the media coming out saying that. Now, the good part about one of my conversations last night was the young lady said, well, Texas has a right to secede, don't they? We should just do it. And I love that. Of course, I explained to her that every state of the union has the right to secede, not just Texas. But it was encouraging to hear that someone with that sentiment, a young person with that sentiment.
Okay, quick break, short segment coming up. Got Doc Green from Raging Elephant Radio on, and we're the Republic of Texas Radio Show. Hang on, folks.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors
and
Don't Lie.
Line,
all this for only
right
$25
now,
plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Okay. Well, we've got that clip ready. Republic of Texas radio show. This is a short segment, so we'll do a short bit of this clip. Kind of want to use it to frame the discussion once more and bring Doc Green into the mix. Hey, go ahead, Sam. Why don't you start that?
And on the line right now, we have Art. And Art, you were talking about the Brexit thing. Do you have anything else on that?
Well, I'm glad to see that, you know, I was kind of hoping that America would be the ones to step up and lead by example. But, hey, if it has to be Britain, then so be it. I'll take Britain as step up to be the example, because at least somebody is stepping up and saying no more, if this is a true legitimate vote.
Yeah.
What I find interesting is, think about over the past several years, we've had this whole Texas secession movement going on,
mm-hmm.
and all of these different attempts that keep failing here, there, and the other place, because and I'm in Texas now, folks, okay? So, you know, I'm going to take this really personal at this point, because I am in favor of every state seceding from the Union and taking back its individual autonomy. I am in favor of this. Okay? So I'm in Texas, which means I will be a part of this movement if you guys want to do this, but you cannot do what you've been doing and trying to petition your local governments. May we or petition the federal government, can we please secede? No, that's not how it works. If you secede, plain and simple. You just step up and say, I'm taking my toys. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can sit here in this empty sandbox if you want to, but I'm not playing with you anymore.
Yeah. Well,
if you want to secede, you secede.
And Edwin Vieira.
Wow. Okay, there we go. We got that set off. Having a little bit of a difficulty. Hey, did you kind of hear that, Doc Green?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I agree with him, but the problem that we're facing is participation.
Numbers.
Tommy Attaway is famous for saying, nobody arrests a battalion. The reason Lavoie Finicum died for the First Amendment is because Lavoie Finicum was essentially by himself with a couple of women and children. So they had no qualms about killing him whatsoever. You show up with battalion strength, that is 600 or more, and now everything is different because no one can arrest the battalion, and you can't kill them all either.
Okay.
So how do we get the numbers? That's the key. It's numbers. And September the 3rd, once again, we're doing it again. We're going to give it another shot. We're trying to get to that magic number. In my case, that magic number is 10,000. And that's what we need to have if we're going to be able to do anything. And I'm afraid as long as there's plenty of bread and lots of circuses, then nobody's going to participate. It doesn't matter if the bread's not that good. It doesn't matter if the circuses are poorly done with poor taste. There's still too many people that are too satisfied to stand up for the things that have been stolen from them.
Wow, I'm afraid I'm kind of still at the place I was when I started, going like, well, how do we do that, right? I totally hear Art, right? You know, he's one of the wonderful voices of the universe I hear on and off all throughout my radio listening. And he frames it up correctly. The Texas Nationals, right? They're going to petition the Texas government, the Republic of Texas folks. They want to secede, I got that wrong. They want to go through an international venue, and Freedom Texas, they just want to get it done. It's kind of like, well, I guess we don't. Well, Tommy has a plan to a certain extent.
Well, I would also like to mention that when we did our event in Wichita Falls, Steve O'Brien, you were there. You don't just talk about this stuff. You show up. Yep. And that's what we got to do, is we got to get people to show up. And John Jarnicki, the president of the Republic of Texas, showed up. Where were the other 1,000 members of the Republic of Texas?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I know when I stand up here in Fredericksburg, I have a couple people that'll stand up with me, but I ain't no battalion. You know, I'm not part of a battalion, and I don't know how to get there. And if you know how to get there, 1-800-313-9443, go ahead and call in. This short segment should be wrapping up pretty quick here. Then we got a long segment. We can take your calls or talk about how do we get up to strength. How do we bring all these people together? Can we? I don't know. Republic of Texas Radio. Hang on, short break.
Us free. It'll give us time to realize this love will set us towards in mind.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio Show. Got Dr. Green on the line. He's from Raging Elephant Radio. Also sitting along with me are Dr. David Krupa and Alan Crutcher. And we were talking about, well, Texas independence and how we can't actually seem to, you know, get it on track, and how can we get it on track. Dr. Green, he told us that, well, we need to get to battalion strength, and a good place to start was go to the Capitol building on September 3rd. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring with you, Doc, and say, I'll be there. I know you're a man that actually does what he says he's going to do, and I'll come along with you, and I'll tell people, let's go. I think Alan will go along with me. And, you know, he was with me at Wichita Falls. What do you think, Alan?
Yeah, you know, after that one gentleman, you know, he'd already had, you know, the BLM take his land, and he was in the process of getting some of it back. After he got done speaking, John and I, you know, caught him off to the side and, you know, talked to him for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes or more, and about, you know, his experience. I wanted to know, you know, how he lost his land and what, you know, the process that's been getting it back. And another gentleman that was just across the border up there in Oklahoma was kind of having the same problem, you know, except for he was having to deal with the Indians, you know, the Indian nations and all that stuff, all that whole mess. But good people, salt of the earth people, you know, just want what's right. You know, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. You know, let me live my life. I'm not going to hurt anyone else. I just want to, you know, do what's right for mine.
We got a pretty long segment here.
From from hearing people. You know, I was over in East Texas a while back. You know, doing some work and in some little town, in a little taqueria, sitting there, 15, 20 people in there, and this one older gentleman sitting at a table across from us was talking to his buddy across the table, and he was talking loud about what was going on. You know, and I know, yeah, I don't know, he might have been considered the town crazy person, for all I know. But, you know, when we finished my little breakfast taco, I got up and I walked over to his table, and as loud a voice as he was talking, and I said, I just want to shake your hand. I said, what you're saying is right, and it needs to be talked about. I just wanted to let you know that you know, that I appreciate what you're doing, and I do the same thing, and everyone needs to start doing this. You know, and I know the people at the tables around were hearing what I was saying. You know, so maybe they didn't think, well, maybe he's not crazy, you know.
Well,
that's where my optimism comes from, hearing people like that or seeing someone wearing a Hillary for Prison T-shirt. I'll go up and I'll say something to them. You know, let them know that they're not alone.
Yeah, we need more. Doc, tell me more about September 3rd. What do you got planned?
Well, it's going to be very similar to what we did up in Wichita Falls. Once again, the governor's invited, and since our rally is going to be basically across the street from his mansion, it shouldn't be too big a deal for him to roll on over there and say a few words, but we are just trying, once again, it's a matter right now, we're just trying to have a big party. Because if we can't get 10,000 people to show up for a party, how would we ever get 10,000 people to show up at the ballot counting place and demand justice? You see my point. And that's what we're trying to do. Is right now, we want to have a party. We want to fight this battle with words. We want to fight this battle with ballots. But at the same time, we're trying to find out if we can get enough people that are willing to fight this battle with bullets and guns if it comes to that. But there are still too many people that seem satisfied with allowing their liberties to be taken from them. It's been 150 years since anyone in America knew what liberty was. The passage of the 14th Amendment didn't free any slaves. The 13th Amendment actually did that. But the 14th Amendment made slaves out of all of us.
Right.
And I want to see Texas liberty before I die. I want my children and my grandchildren to grow up with liberties that I never had.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. You know, we spent 2015 trying to figure out, well, how do we get all these groups together? And, well, it's like, well, let's talk to them. And, well, this is not happening. So I'm going to call them out right now. Folks at Freedom Texas, it's time. It is time. FreedomTexas.org. Go to the rally on September 3rd. Start talking about it. Come in a massive force. Republic of Texas, the Texas Republic. You guys, come on. You know, don't make it just me and Alan and John. Come out there. And all you folks at Texas Nationals, TexNat.org, we'll have Daniel Miller on next week. I'll invite him to the whole thing. We need to come out. We need to be out in force. We need a galvanizing something. We need something. And this could be it. So, and maybe it's not, but we've got to try. That's
well,
all
know,
I'm saying.
The Texas Nationals claim a membership of 225,000. I would like to see half of the members show up at those events.
Well, there's a possibility you can do it right now, but I hate getting my hopes up, Doc. Doc Green, you know, we did a Republic of Texas rally here in Fredericksburg on the, you know, 2014, and man, it was just like every other rally that I've, well, had my hopes up on, and it went off, and there was a lot of effort behind the scenes, and then only the people showed up were in the choir. And we got a couple people, but it really kind of dashed the hopes of a lot of individuals. Me, I got a lot out of it because I got to meet a lot of the choir, and that was kind of the Wichita Falls thing. I saw the choir, and the choir is beautiful. There's a lot of people.
But you do need to show up, and you realize that I know almost everybody here.
Yeah, well, I didn't know them all. I mean, you knew them all. I saw that.
Steve, you know this rally here, you know, one little nugget of information that did come out of that. You remember when John went to apply for the permit for that? Remember the guy sitting behind the desk? He said, I don't have anything against y'all. You know, y'all don't bother me at all. He said, but, you know, in 2 weeks, he said, Department of Homeland Security, in our small little quaint town here, Department of Homeland Security will have to approve. If you want to have a bake sale on the Mark Plots, it has to be approved by the Department of Homeland Security.
What?
That's how far they've gotten into our lives.
I didn't hear that. What? You're kidding me.
No.
Well, that happened.
First of all, what part of the Constitution allows for the Department of Homeland Security to exist?
Yeah.
It's developed, you know, administratively, you know, by the executive office of the of this country. You know, they don't have to answer to the Constitution. They are basically a private mercenary force.
They work for the president.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
like the CIA works for the president. They don't take an oath to honor the Constitution or uphold the Constitution or defend the Constitution. They take an oath to defend the president and to follow his orders.
Like everything else, it starts off, it sounds good, and they make it sound like, oh, you know, it's all fuzzy bunnies. And at its core, you know, it is. But then it's all perverted and used to control us.
Sure. You know, another thing, Doc Green, about a month earlier, we got from our feed stores in town that the Department of Agriculture needed a list of all the people that bought organic organic feed because, well, that's a matter of homeland security. And we're like, really? You want to know who buys organic feed? And, well, they said, well, we basically don't have a list of people that buy organic feed. You can just take that and go.
We just sell it.
Yeah.
But I would recommend everyone read that. It's an old book now. It's written back in the 70s, but it's called This Perfect Day by Ira Levin. And I would strongly recommend that everyone read that book because I think it's a similar scenario to where they're going. This is why it's so important that we indoctrinate everybody. This is why former Attorney General, now Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, came out and said we have to have universal pre-K. We've got to get control of the children's minds early. We've got to get them separated from their children. We've got to get everybody in group speak. And we've got to make sure that they eat the right foods with the right additives so that they will be fully domesticated.
Mm-hmm. We are kind of in that society. I mean, I look at the Brexit thing. If you're to believe the media that comes out of there saying that it was the younger folks that wanted to be able to go from France to Germany or whatever without a passport, that were the main people that wanted to stay. It's kind of almost like our millennials here, at least whatever the.
Well, of course, because they've never known liberty. They don't even know the greatness that used to exist in Great Britain. They're not familiar with it. But don't forget, they had a 75% voter turnout. That is some kind of a record in modern society. I mean, in the United States, what do we have, 33, 34?
At least that's what we're told.
Yeah.
Once again, the information creates the world that you perceive as your world.
Yeah.
And the information is not being handled by a bunch of altruists. I can tell you that right now. You know,
they've
got control of our universities. The parents send their kids off to the university supposedly to get, you know, to go and get smart, you know, from all these people that the government says is smart. Yet they come home with a Texas history workbook that I open up to the first chapter says Texas as a democracy. You know, they've got control of everything. They've got control of the information, and that creates the world that all these kids and everyone else are living in.
Well,
yeah,
we have Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org. You know, we got Raging Elephant Radio. Is that RagingElephantRadio.com, Doc?
No, but between the two of us on a good week, we reach 100,000 people.
Yeah, somebody.
There are 27 million legal residents in the state of Texas and probably 10 million illegal residents. And we're reaching, on a good week, 100,000.
And if we could get those 100,000 to actually do something besides sit and listen to us on the radio or whatever they're listening on and actually
sit in their little
restaurant and talk loudly about what's going on and try to get people to wake up to what's going around you. Because once you realize what they're doing, it's so obvious, it's silly.
Yeah. Definitely. Doc Krupa, you've been quiet.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking one of the ways to maybe get more people to show up, and you brought it up, Steve, is to get the three groups to work together. the main groups, you know, Freedom Texas and the guys from the Republic and the Texas Nationals, they need to start working together because everybody will benefit, and then you're not just preaching to the choir, and probably need to take out some small little ads in all the little towns and let people know what's going on, because right now we reach out, Doc Green's group reaches out, but we're not reaching people that aren't already in the choir in a lot of cases.
Well, I think we need the motorcycle clubs as well. I think that's another good venue. And quite frankly, I think we need to start reaching out to some of the American Legion halls, veterans of foreign wars. I think we need to start reaching out to those guys.
Try to tell those guys that, what they fought for was all a farce. They don't like that, okay? It's what happened when Nancy Battle got up in front of our city council in our small little quaint little town here, Steve?
Yeah.
That was shut down real quick, wasn't it? The city manager changed, the newspaper was bought out and changed.
Yeah, they do take corrective action when you start standing up, but I do agree with the American Legion thing. There are those people that are within there. The question is can they move people, or are they like that person you were talking about in East? This, talking to a whole table full of people that kind of understood what he was saying, but wants to be, well, he's just an alarmist, and he's just, you know, a little over the top. Let's go.
Until they see the numbers, they won't change their mind and actually go along with it. Like I said, it is really a nation of sheep. Until that first one jumps across that creek, they'll run back and forth, like, you know, with not a thought in their head, until one of them says, screw it, and jumps across the creek, and all the other ones will follow it. If we get our numbers, they will follow us.
Well, Finnegan was that sheep.
We have to let them know that we're not crazy. I wish I was crazy, but we're not.
It'd be easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, Lavoie was that sheep to a certain extent. I wouldn't want to call him a sheep and nobody get that wrong, but
well,
he stood up.
Sheep would be about 10,000 Lavoie Finnegans.
The very thought that he would be killed by the federal government for simply exercising his First Amendment rights and pointing out the government's violation of Article 7, Section 8, Clause 18, he never thought that he would ever be killed for that. I mean, here's a guy who's never committed any crime more serious than getting a traffic ticket. And yet he ends up dead, shot 9 times by the contractors who work for the federal government, and no one is going to be tried. There was no inquest, period.
Right.
But nobody arrests a battalion. They got him out by himself. That's why they stopped him on a country road to make sure that he would have no help.
Right, because what we're doing right now, they consider as violence against them.
Right, we're talking bad. We don't want their reality. I want it changed. That's it. But hey, I don't always get what I want, but I'm going to try. I sure am going to try every avenue that I can find. I know you're the same, Doc Green, Alan, you know, Doc Krupa. Man.
There's hope out there, as small as it might be. There's always hope. You know, you got to keep that. You know, it's a do what we can. Stick your head up. You know, even if you get whacked, you know, if it's the whack-a-mole game, you know, you can pop your head back up again somewhere else. Okay.
Doc Green, real quick, you told me that America hasn't been freed since what date did you give me? It was like the early
1800s. You got to go back 150 years. You got to go back to before Abraham Lincoln to find a place where America still honored the Constitution and lived under it. There's, I can figure, America. The America that our forefathers gave us and that they fought for lasted about 75 years. And after that, it was steady progress to tear it down. Hence, the progressive.
Yeah, about 1871 with the Constitution for New Columbia, where they basically made us into a corporation and took us off. That Constitution's not valid anymore.
Well, you certainly can't consider the Constitution valid. If you look at the actions, look at what they say, not what they do, it's obvious the Constitution is no longer in force.
No, it's corporate. It's UCC law. It's administrative law of the sea, whatever you want to call it. They make it up as they go along. The captain of the ship says what's law.
And I could also point out that we're not done with this presidency yet. The election is not going to happen until November. I suspect within the next 2-3 months, you're going to see some things you never thought possible.
Care to expand on that, or is he just seeing big things coming down the pipe?
Well, look, they're making an unprecedented push right now to completely eliminate the Second Amendment. They do have the Congress, they do have the Senate, they do have the executive branch, and the fourth estate all rolled up into one. They're, right now, you and me are the resistance. That's it.
You're fading in and out on us.
Oh, I'm just saying, right now, you and me are the resistance. We are it. There's nothing left.
Yeah, and we spend all our time trying to keep it up and keep the resistance going and build on it. And I do appreciate you taking this time off during this long weekend. You know, I feel it's a banker's weekend, and the only reason that we, I don't know, Independence Day? Really?
Yeah, really?
Mm. Yeah, that's celebrating Chinese fireworks and beer and hot dogs, right?
Are they from China again? I don't know.
Yeah, I have one thing, Doc Green and everybody else that's listening to us. Many, many of these people that are in law enforcement and some of these groups you never heard of until, like BLM and all these things, many of them think they're doing the right thing and that everybody else is anti-government and bad. How do you reach them and let them know these are good people, not bad people?
That's the break. We'll address that after the break.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay, here we go. Final segment. And, well, Doc Krupa, you were talking about how do we address the law enforcement people that see that the world is askew and our country is askew. Were you focusing that question towards Doc Green?
Well, for anybody that's got a good answer, because I was talking to a gentleman over the weekend, and he said anybody in law enforcement over the age of 50 is fed up, and it's not what they signed on for. But he said the younger generation sees everybody as radical anti-government, and they don't understand some of the Constitution. They think statutes veto it.
I'll go, Doc Green.
Man, that is crazy what you just said, that all of the young people see everybody as radical and anti-government. I thought it was the young people that were anti-government. At least it was when I was growing up, but now they're in charge.
Wow, right, that is crazy.
Exactly. That's the scary part, isn't it? All those radicals, that, you know, they were basically wanting the communism to come in. Who was it? Was it Brezhnev who said that we will conquer America without firing a shot? Look at the Communist Manifesto and what's not in place in this country right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do need a final push. You know, we need to do something. We do have the Trump versus Hillary. They're about ready to hit the gas pedal. We don't know that Trump is going to get the nomination. We do know that Hillary's there, and there ain't no Bernie going to be knocking her out of the seat. No FBI is going to be doing anything to her. So, well, with the lack of a better target, you know, I'm saying September the 3rd is we need to focus. You know, Doc, Doc Green, we'll talk more about this. And we got to see, I'm going to put my force behind it and see if I have any force. I know I can bring you two more people.
Well, you know, if everybody listening to this broadcast today will just commit to bring five people with you, surely you have five people in your circle of influence that with a month's notice, actually 2 months' notice almost, that you could get up there for that rally on September the 3rd. And we could hit our 10,000 number, and then we can be back on our way to restoring liberty and a representative republic in the Republic of Texas.
Well, I'm trying to count right now, and I might be able to count that high five. But, you know, it takes a certain type that's willing to get in a vehicle in the middle of the morning and drive somewhere and spend the whole day and then drive home. You know, that's a big commitment to people.
Boy, that's huge. Yeah, that's just...
Gets you out of your comfort zone, yes.
Well, there's a football, basketball, baseball, soap opera, something going on always. And maybe they just want to sleep in. I don't know.
Over and over through history, isn't it? That's why they don't want us to know history. They make it, in school, they make it so boring you don't want to know history. But, folks, the real history is so interesting. The real history is so interesting. I love it. I love history now. I don't like what I'm finding out, because it's totally against what this country was supposedly built on. But reality, the real history is very interesting, but it happens over and over and over again. The technology is just a little different.
That's right. Battle of Athens, Tennessee, guys. Look it up. Watch the video. It's on YouTube. It's worth your time.
Sounds good. And for joining us today, Doc Green, and you too, Doc Krupa. I've had a donation of two. They own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. That's a book by Ronald McDonald. I'll be sending them your way this next week. So maybe it's something else you guys can read. Have a good day. Thanks for joining us, Doc Green, and Alan, and Doc Krupa. Love y'all.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.